Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Everybody look at your neighbor and say, welcome, neighbor. Y'all ready for week three? Are y'all ready? This week's title, hey, I promise you, you're going to get some enjoyment out of this week. This week is, you can do hard things. You can make peace with difficult people. How many of y'all got difficult people in your life? How many got difficult people in your family? Amen. We got difficult people everywhere, don't we? We got difficult people at work. We got difficult people at school, don't we? Hey, and I promise you, before we got saved, we dealt with them a lot differently, didn't we? We had difficult people before we got saved. Some of us may have tended to roll up on them, you know, get in a little argument with them. I actually put hands on somebody. Not in the Jesus way either. Amen? Before we got saved, when we put hands on somebody, it was in the world's way, in Satan's way. Amen? But we all have difficult people that we got to deal with, don't we? And that's what we're going to talk about today. The scripture is going to come. The first one is from Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. Again, Matthew 5:9 is the scripture. We'll have that up there in just a second. But the NIV version of Matthew 5:9 says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. The King James version says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. Huh. Sound pretty close, didn't it? Amen. Sometimes the versions are a little bit different. That one seemed pretty much exactly like it. So how many of y'all know that being a peacemaker is good in God's eyes? It's good in God's sight. Amen? For us to be peacemakers rather than troublemakers. How many of y'all know you're a troublemaker? All right, at least I'm not the only one that knows I'm a troublemaker. Amen? How many of y'all know you got problems getting out of being a troublemaker a lot of times? Don't you? We got problems that we got to deal with, don't we? Might be our neighbor trying to cut a tree down on our piece of property. Amen. Don't touch that tree. I know it's growing up over on your fence, over the fence on your side, but that's my tree. How many of us got my things in our lives? We don't want nobody else to touch them. Amen. We difficult in that way, ain't we? Amen. But if we reversed it, we'd be like, man, they're so rude, they're so mean, and we'd be doing the exact same thing that we're doing. Amen? But they're mean about it. We're not. We're good. Amen? I want to be on the peaceful side when Jesus looks down and says, hey, what are you doing? How are you living your life? Amen? How are you treating people each and every day? Let's open with prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for all you do for us, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your scriptures today, this morning, Lord. Lord, as always, I ask you to get Ronnie out of the way, Lord. May your Holy Spirit be filled in me, Lord. Lord, may your words be spoken and not mine, Jesus. Lord, may we get something that will help us benefit through the rest of our lives and being peacemakers today, Lord, through your word and your message, Jesus. In your name I pray. Amen. And again, I'm going to ask you, anybody in here know difficult people? We might have them in our own house at home. Amen. We might be them in our own house at home. Amen. I'm going to give you that quote again that we're going through. The only way to have your best life now is if you're going to hell when you die. Think about that as we go through the peacemaker section today, sermon today. The only way to have your best life now is if you're going to hell when you die. And we'll tie that up next week as we wrap up the series. But I think you'll see that we're starting to agree with that more and more as we read it and go through it. Amen. I got four big truths for you about difficult people today. Just four. The first one is, they're everywhere. Amen. Difficult people are everywhere. They're in our schools. They're in our workplaces. Again, they're in our homes. They're in the hospitals when we got to visit them. Amen. When we got to go to the emergency room, we run into difficult people, don't we? I can't tell you that if there's a time that we go somewhere that somebody somewhere is not being difficult in some way or another. Amen. They are everywhere. Sometimes it might be at your local Smith's or Kroger's cashier. Some of them don't like waiting on you. They want you to go through that self-checkout. I don't like that self-checkout. I don't like it. It's mean to me. It never lets me do what I want to do. I want human interaction. But difficult people are everywhere. Amen. When you go to Walmart, if you can find a cashier actually working a register, because they're worse than than Kroger's with the self-checkout. Walmart almost has no regular checkout people. They're almost all gone. But guess what? Even that self-checkout thing can be difficult. Amen? When you try to check out and it goes, bang! Please put an item in your bag. I've already put the stupid item in my bag. Please put the item in your bag. How many of y'all ever got that? Amen? How many ever got the one that said, please put the item back in your basket? Why would I want to put it back in my basket? I want to pay for it and put it in my bag. It's already on the screen. Difficult people. Even the robots are difficult, guys. It's not just the humans. They're everywhere. Difficult people are everywhere. Amen? What about when you take your car to get worked on? At most of the places. Some of them are really nice and take care of you really good. But some of them are really difficult, aren't they? You take it in for one thing. Well, I found 15 other things that's wrong with your vehicle. I didn't bring it in for that. I don't care what else is wrong. I want it fixed for this. I ain't worried about them other we can't let it out here unless... That's not what I come in here for. Difficult people everywhere. Amen? When you go to the courthouse, how many of y'all ever went to the courthouse? How many of y'all ever been summoned to the courthouse? In the courtroom. Amen? Difficult people everywhere. Some of them may be the security checking you in. I've already emptied everything out of my pockets. There is nothing else. You might need to take your belt off. If I take my belt off, my pants are going to fall down. Amen? Difficult people. They've seen you already empty your pocket out and you come through and the thing goes, there's nothing left but the belt. Amen? You better get a wand, son. Just wand my belt. I ain't taking it off and let my pants fall. Amen? Difficult people everywhere. And we deal with them, don't we? Sometimes we are them. How many of y'all have ever went and argued with somebody just to argue with them? Just to prove that you were right, whether you were actually right or not. Amen? We're all difficult people. Not only are they everywhere, we are them. Amen? We are them as one. The second thing, difficult people have been through difficulty. Most of them have been through trials and tribulations in their lives. Amen? Through things that they've had hardships in finances and relationships and different things like that. But to make them difficult, they've been through something difficult. How many of y'all know that we are not difficult just to be difficult? We have issues. How many of y'all have issues? Me and Bruce cannot be the only two in here that have issues. Amen? We all have issues. We all have something that we went through that made us difficult in doing things, in loving people. Difficult in getting along with our job, along with our family. We've been through problems, and we're like, I ain't dealing with that. I'll just hang out here on the side. I'll be difficult. Amen? The third thing is, again, Look at your neighbor and say, you're one of them. You're one of them difficult people. I love you, but you're one of the difficult people. And you know what your neighbor's going to say? Right back at you, buddy. Because so are you. So are you. You're a difficult person as well. And the fourth thing, and the most important thing, is this. Jesus, everybody say Jesus, died for the difficult people. When he died on that cross, he died for the difficult people. Then and now. Amen. The same difficult people that he died for then, he died for today. Amen. That's us for today. He died for us. Everybody look at your neighbor and say, Jesus died for me. And you. Amen. When we follow Jesus, we can be a peacemaker. Amen. If we are not following Jesus, chances are we cannot be a good peacemaker. Amen. It's possible that you're a peacekeeper if you avoid being assertive. How many of y'all avoid being assertive with somebody else? It's possible that you're a peacekeeper if you're holding anyone else responsible for anything. It's possible that you're a peacekeeper if you simply overlook to keep the peace. If you overlook evil to keep the peace, it's possible that you're a peacekeeper. How many of y'all know it's hard to keep the peace? No matter how hard we try, we have a hard time doing it, don't we? It's impossible without Jesus, guys. Amen? It's impossible without Jesus. Peacemakers look for ways to move conflict forward toward peace in healthy ways that often include accountability and responsibility, but also offers grace. When we try to keep the peace, we try to be accountable for it and responsible to each other. Amen? But we do it through the grace of love and the grace of God. Amen? That's the only way to keep it. Because I'm going to promise you, if Satan rolling up in your life on this issue, your life will not be peaceful. Amen? Your personal life won't be peaceful. Your home life won't be peaceful. Your school life won't be peaceful. Your work life won't be peaceful. Amen? If you don't have that piece of Jesus inside of you. I got three secrets for you to make peace with difficult people. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 and 9, the NIV says, finally, all of you, be like-minded, be sympathetic, love one another, be compassionate and humble. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing, because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing. Think about that. Repay evil with a blessing, because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing. If we repay evil with evil, we are putting a roadblock on the blessings from God that he has for us. Amen? And that goes for a personal life or a church life. Whatever life we have, if we repay evil with evil, we're blocking the blessings that God's trying to get to us. And I know y'all can all use a blessing. Amen? The first thing is, first secret, you got to find common ground. You got to be like-minded. Find something that you're compatible with the person. Amen? Be like-minded. That don't mean go up and cut them off and say, we're going to be like-minded like I am. How many of y'all know difficult people like that? They don't mind being like-minded as long as it's their mind that's being alike. Amen? We got to find something common. The second thing is, Look deeper than the difficulty. Look deeper than the difficulty. We got to be sympathetic. We got to look around the outside and look to the inside of what is actually causing that difficulty, and a way that we can maybe help alleviate it from somebody. Amen? Because that's the only reason people are being difficult, is because they got a problem. And they want a way out of it. Amen? Most of them don't know Jesus is the way out of the difficulty. But we got to be sympathetic with them. We got to talk to them. Find out what truly is going on. Instead of just cutting them off and saying, I ain't talking to them. They're too difficult to deal with. Amen? How many of y'all have done that? We can't do it that way. We got to be sympathetic with them. Show them that we care. Amen? That saying goes, they don't care how much. I'm not going to get that right.
They don't care how much you know.
No, until you how much you care. Right. Yeah. I was there. The third thing is, you got to love everybody. You got to love everybody always. Not just some of the time. Not just a quarter of the time. Not just 1 in 10. That would be a tenth of the time for you non-math majors. You got to love somebody. You got to love everybody. All the time. How many of us have difficulty with that? We sometimes are in there like, yeah, you know, I love you, but yeah, not always, just sometimes. There's a good book out by a writer named Bob Goff that is good for this. It's called Love Does and Everybody Always. Two books, actually. First one is Love Does and Everybody Always. Two books that I would recommend reading on how to love everybody all the time. It gets difficult, though, don't it? When we get human, it gets difficult to love everybody all the time, to hug on everybody's neck all the time. But God calls us to it. Amen? And what He calls us to, He'll equip us for. When He calls us to love on everybody always, He will give us the stamina. That's a hard thing to have, isn't it? Stamina to love on somebody at all times. Amen? The fourth thing is, we have to bless the difficult. That's sometimes hard too, ain't it? When you get dealing with difficult people, it's hard to want to bless them with something good. Because you're like, man, they're just tearing my heart up. They're tearing me up inside. Oh, yeah, I want to return that favor. I want to be mean to them. I don't want to give them no blessing. Amen? To bless actually comes from a Greek word, euwago. I probably did not pronounce that right. It literally means to eulogize or to speak truth in a loving and compassionate way. A way that builds up rather than tears down. Amen? God's way rather than the world's way of talking to people. To build somebody up, to bless them. No matter how mean they are to us, we should be willing to give them a pass on it, sort of say. Tell them, you know, hey, that wasn't nice, but I love you. I love you, and I want to do something to bless you. And then maybe if they're not saved, it might open an opportunity for you to tell them about Jesus. Amen? And I got some good news for you. Everybody look at your neighbor and say, we got good news. Jesus went first. We're called to do these in dealing with difficult people. But Jesus went first. He dealt with difficult people so He would have a way of telling, we would have a way of doing it now. In Colossians 1, 19 and 20, the New Living Translation says, "For God in all His fullness was pleased to live in Christ. And through Him, God reconciled everything to Himself. He made peace with everyone in the heaven and on earth by means of Christ's blood on the cross." When God died for us, we had a way of loving somebody. When we accept that love, that overflowing love through Him, will allow us to deal with difficult people and be able to show them blessings. Amen. In Isaiah 60, 22, the Lord says, "The least of you will become a thousand, the smallest a mighty nation. I am the Lord. In its time, I will do this swiftly." In other words, guess what? In other words, when the time's right, I, the Lord, will make it happen. So chill out. Relax. God's got it. Amen? No matter what we're dealing with, no matter how difficult they are, God has already done it in the past, and He will do it through us now and in the future, as long as we let Him. But a lot of times we want to block that blessing, don't we? We want to stop it from coming through. We just got to relax and let God take care of it. It says swiftly. Amen. The Holy Spirit gives desperate people courage. When we accept the Holy Spirit as part of our lives, we get courage beyond measure. Some of us don't think it, but God instills that in us. Courage to go way beyond where we ever thought we would be. Amen? Way beyond what we ever thought we would be able to do. Way beyond being able to not get along with difficult people. He gives us the courage to go through all that. God has a tendency of picking up a nobody to become a somebody in front of everybody without asking anybody. Y'all hear that? One more time. God has a tendency of picking up a nobody to become a somebody in front of everybody without asking anybody. That's where I stand here today. I am a nobody. Amen. Every one of us in here is a nobody. We became somebody because we met somebody by the name of Jesus Christ on that cross and have that relationship. Amen. And He takes care of us from there on. I'm going to close with this. What if becoming a Christian was more like falling in love and less like agreeing with a set of rules? What if becoming a Christian was more like falling in love and less like agreeing with a set of rules? Think about that. When you were dating somebody, when you just first started dating, you had guidelines you had to go by, didn't you? You had certain things you couldn't do. You probably couldn't kiss them right off at first when you started going out. Amen. Couldn't stay all night. Amen. Still shouldn't if you're not married. Just throwing that in there. But we had rules, didn't we? Dating rules, I guess you could call them. But then when love showed up, those got thrown out the window, didn't they? When you fell in love with somebody, oh, yeah. Get rid of those rules. I ain't worried about them. Those first few kisses rolled up on there, right? It felt good, didn't it? It felt good to fall in love with somebody. Amen? Think about that. That's what Jesus did on the cross for us. It gave us a way of getting out of the set of rules that they had to live by. And the only thing you got to do is love. The only thing you got to do is fall in love with Jesus. Fall in love with God. And it changes your whole world. Changes your whole destiny. Amen. Changes where you're going to spend eternity. Amen. And that's exactly what it is. Jesus' death on that cross freed us from that set of rules and give us the pure love to fall into. And that's how we deal with difficult people. When we have that pure love of Jesus in our hearts and in our minds, we don't have to worry about those difficult people. Because no matter how difficult they'll be, Jesus is sitting there right there, smacking you on the back of the head. Love them. Love them. Love them. Y'all heard some of them bless their heart. That's when you want to love them, but it's still a little bit too difficult for them. But He's got that love for us. That love nugget that He sent to us on that cross. To live through us and help us deal with those difficult people. Amen. How many of y'all know we're still going to deal with difficult people? As long as we're alive on this earth, there's going to be difficult people that we have to deal with. Amen. But guess what? You can do the hard things. How many of y'all agree that dealing with difficult people is a hard thing? Amen. But we can do it through Jesus. We can do it with God in our lives. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father and Lord, we thank you for your message today, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for, as always, getting Ronnie out of the way, Lord. Lord, and allow your Holy Spirit to speak through me, Lord, for your words for this message today, Lord. Lord, I ask that you keep impressed upon each one of our hearts, Lord, what it really means to deal with the difficult people, love, the love that we have to have, Lord. Lord, each and every day we know that we're going to deal with somebody, Lord, that maybe having that problem and not wanting to be nice to other people, Lord. Lord, we just ask you just to work your love through us, Lord, for the ones that know you, Lord, that we know you are the true and only way for us to love somebody else, Lord, always. Lord, we thank you for each and everything you do for us, Lord. We ask you to bring us back to our next appointed time. In your name I pray. And everybody say it. Amen. Amen.